Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Group Marketing Conference call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month to really focus on the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield businesses. What a phenomenal month we just closed out. I'll tell you what, my personal organization had the biggest month of the year so far, so congratulations, guys. Things could not be better in the world of Legal Shield. What a phenomenal call we had earlier with Mr. Jeff Bell. He flat out knocked it out of the park like always. So good to see so many people today and yesterday and today in Ada at our corporate offices and our new. We had our dedication of our new church and the Memorial Chapel of Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher, and we had the Nikki Stonecipher Memorial Golf Tournament today in Ada, and we just had a great time, some great fellowship, and the More Success Team once again had a tremendous showing, all the way at the top of the leaderboard as well as all the way at the bottom of the leaderboard. We were definitely well represented there. So, with that being said, let's just jump right into things tonight because I'm flat out excited about our guest trainer tonight. I hope you guys are ready to take some good, copious, and diligent notes because you will learn a tremendous amount. So to get things kicked off, let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on such a great job representing the More Success Team in the golf tournament. I thought you'd won it two out of the last 3 years. It was four out of the last five. You actually came in third this year. But we're very, very proud of you and appreciate all that you do for the team. But now to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Well, can you hear me okay, Randy?
I can this time.
I hope so. I apologize for my phone. You know, having the trouble I've had with it. Randy, I'm real excited about the way things are going with Legal Shield. We're headed for the Golden Ring. We're going to get a hold of it. We're going to get on the freight train. We're never going to get off. We'll just keep moving ahead. And tonight we have two very, very special people. In fact, when they were in at the group training, Shirley and I had some good fellowship with them, and we appreciate their friendship. It was a joy just to sit down and break bread with them. You know, Randy, they're Millionaire Club members, Performance Club, Power 20, Business Vice President of Michigan, Group Vice President of Michigan, and just all around great people. None other than my friends, John and Lisa Schuler. Did I get them?
Fantastic. Well, what an amazing opportunity to be on the call with the Triple Generation More team. It's fantastic. Listen, everyone, thanks so much for having me on the call tonight. We just finished up our first B2B briefing here in the Michigan market. So we're jumping on the line here to spend a little bit of time with you folks out there. Just want to send out a big, huge shout-out and congrats to all of you and what you've accomplished this year and this month. Fantastic. Just blazing the trail. So one of the things that is always just near and dear to my heart, one of the things that Don and I have always focused on is just the core of what we all do. We know that it all starts with a sale of a membership. We know that. So there may not be a lot of nuts and bolts, things that you haven't heard before, but I just want you to hear from our heart what it is that we believe in, what it is that we think is so core. And I'll give you just a quick background on the two of us. I have a spent about 20 plus years in corporate America, primarily on working in business development in the airline, cruise line, the travel management company industry. And so that was really my background, and I really had kind of stepped out of that, really just felt that the good Lord put it on my heart to work with children, kind of had a total departure, and started working, you know, with kids and mentoring. My husband and I became foster parents, and it was really during that time that somebody from my church actually tried to introduce me to Legal Shield, and I just wasn't interested in the business opportunity at all of any kind. But unfortunately, the person never shared with me what the membership was. So I'm just saying that hopefully this is going to be a nugget for somebody here tonight. He was approaching me with a business opportunity that I was not open to. However, he didn't share with me the membership. And about 3 months later, I found myself at the wrong end of a lawsuit. Y'all know what end that is, right? So it's actually against my former employer, but they had named me in the lawsuit, as they often do. I was a local officer at the time. I really had nothing to do with it, but they named me in the suit. So I actually went back to my friend at church and said, hey, what was that legal thing you were talking about? And so that was the beginning of him inviting me out to a luncheon to take a look at what this amazing, amazing service was. And just a few minutes into the presentation, I, of course, said, well, this is ridiculous. Everybody needs this plan. And I mean, it's just my attitude. And I said, you know, my will wasn't current. I've had my share of moving traffic violations, and I do all the kinds of things that all of you on the line do. And so I thought it just made sense. I remember getting the plan and coming home and telling my husband, hey, we have this legal plan. So that's kind of how it started. I did not start out in the business. But what ended up happening was this. Our very first child that we got as foster parents, it was an 8-year-old girl that was taken away from her mommy and daddy, and it was false allegations against the family. So they were too poor for an attorney. So we got this child on a Monday morning, and because they could not afford an attorney, that was 10 months watching a public defender system in all of its glory. So it does something to you when you watch what happens to people that do not have access to our legal system. So it became something that I was telling everybody about. Because my background was in business, it was a natural fit for me to go into the employee benefit arena. And at the time, I thought, well, I might as well. I'm telling people about it anyways. I'll do the spare time, you know, extra $500, maybe $1,000 a month, because I had already quit my career. And my husband at the time was a residential builder. And then came along this timing in the real estate market. And I think you can all kind of understand what I'm talking about here. I just remember I had just started in the business kind of spare time. And how we actually launched that part of it was that I used a warm market from what my husband did, because he was in building. He had a lot of contacts with contractors and excavating companies and skilled trades. And so my first group was an excavating company. I'm talking ground zero, putting my Jeep in four-wheel drive to get to them. So it was just a matter of matching up the warm contacts with what he had. And all he would say was, hey, listen, I have this membership and this service. It's been a real value to my family. It's been a real blessing to my family. My wife specializes in working with employee benefits. Will you give her a few minutes of your time? So if you're writing that down, I know I talk pretty fast. But I've found that that is so successful to this day, working with other associates, those that you're matching up your contact with somebody who actually does the employee benefit side of the business. So, in other words, everybody can profit in this arena. We just got to make sure that we're matching up contacts with people who have the skill level to go and do it. So that's how we kind of started. In the part-time basis. Well, y'all know what happened in the real estate market. My husband had just built the big, what we call the monster house. We were going to flip it for a profit. Of course, the only thing that flipped back in 2005 was me because, and my husband, because y'all know what happened to the real estate market, especially in our state. So that kind of put us in a predicament, and I thought, well, I don't know what we're going to do. And little did I know that he actually walked in the house one day, and here we had foster kids. Had quadrupled our living expenses, could not get out from the house we were in, and he lost his job and I had just quit mine. So you guys can all connect the dots there. So some of you can relate to some of those kind of circumstances in your life. So I really had no way of knowing how he would take it, but he actually walked home one day and said, I'm not working for anybody else ever again. I said, great, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to join you in this business. We're going to take it seriously, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get you in the companies, and we're going to make it our livelihood, because he says, I have a real passion for what this service does. So ladies and gentlemen, I share that story with you just to share with you that there's a lot of things in there that when I think back of how I was brought into the business, if somebody didn't share the membership with me, or that I shouldn't have prejudged my husband that maybe he wouldn't have been interested in this business. So hopefully you'll get a couple nuggets out of that. And as they say in Hollywood, the rest is history. We did earn our six-figure ring in the first year. We've done that every year in personal production. And I don't say that to impress anyone, just to impress upon you that if this is the area you want to make a go of it is, it's certainly viable. And I just think you should do something you love, and we love this part of the business. So let me share with you a couple of things about what I think is core, and that's writing good memberships. And I know we all know that, but maybe I can share just a couple of things with you that's helped us keep our mind focused on the writing good membership and keeping good retention. Number one, first and foremost, is the philosophy behind it. We believe wholeheartedly and practice the absolute ability of what God has given us is to practice the golden rule. We really, really, really stress that. I think it's at the absolute core of everything that we do out there. I think when you take a look at your motive, for example, if you're looking at to get something rather than to give something, that will come out in your sales presentations. If you're looking at the prospective company or prospective employees as prospects instead of people, if you have ever counted your memberships and counters and or commission before you did a presentation, check your motive. Check your motive. I'm just going to ask you to do this. I know what it's like to be in a desperate situation. I also know what it's like when that comes out of you. So you always have to check your motive, check your heart. Why am I doing this? Am I doing this to help other people? Am I doing this to make sure that I'm giving something back? I think if you keep that the core of what you do, I believe with all my heart the rest will follow. We are living proof of that. We didn't have the skill set necessarily. We didn't know what we were doing. We just believed in the service, and we wanted to help people because we saw what happened to people who didn't have our service. We don't want that to happen to people. The memberships, the importance of knowing them and using them and sharing them. We all know that the best thing you can do is use your membership yourself. You know, use it. If you haven't used it recently, find a reason to use it. There's something in your mailbox you can call your attorney on. There's always something you can talk to an attorney on. So please use it yourself. Make sure you're plugging into all the briefings and all the events so you can hear one another's stories. I share stories from colleagues that I've heard all across the country in my presentation. That fuels your passion. And that when you use it yourself and when you hear other people and how they've used the membership, that fuels your passion for those days when you're getting the no's or you're getting the door slammed in your face. That keeps you going because you know somebody needs this service, and you might be an answer to prayer, okay? So the other thing is it helps. What does our membership really do? I mean, it helps save time and money. We all know that. It helps people make better decisions for their family. Helps them navigate through this thing called life. And it helps give them peace of mind. So that's something that's awesome. So the belief in the membership, obviously, utilizing it yourself, sharing the stories, sharing from your heart so that you can be genuine. And, again, checking your motive. Passion and knowledge equals belief. I mean, when you have passion, you have knowledge, you have belief, that's where it comes from. It comes from a personal testimony. It comes from the testimonies from others. There's just a variety of ways to keep that passion fueled. I just kind of look at it this way. If you've ever had days, and we've all had them, where you're not the mountaintop, you might be in the valley. I can think of instances over and over and over again now of a story that a member has shared with me that has saved their family, or a story that has happened where somebody has had a very, very hard way to go because they didn't have our service. And keeping those foremost and in front of our minds will really help us on those days when we're struggling. I always think of it this way as well. You have the best solution to two of the biggest problems in our country, all across North America, in Canada and the U.S. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, I mean, if everyone on this line had the cure to a disease such as cancer, there isn't one of us that wouldn't share that with somebody, whether there was income attached to it or not, right? So think about this. We have the actual solution to some of the biggest problems in all of North America. Would you tell somebody about this even if you didn't get paid? Ask yourself that. Because I did that before I joined the company. I was a member, and I was sharing people about it. You tell people about good books and good restaurants and good doctors, why on earth wouldn't we tell them about something that has made such a difference in our lives and a difference in other people's lives? I think a lot of the times what helps us is what hinders us is we get the sales hat on, and we all of a sudden, because we're selling something, we get kind of weird. I mean, our language gets weird. We're afraid to approach people. And really, I think that all comes back to how are you viewing that? Are you viewing yourself as a solution to a problem? Are you viewing yourself as someone that's literally an answer to someone, possibly someone's prayer, that's looking for an opportunity? Or are we looking at it as, I've got a quota or I need to make a certain level this month? I know this is maybe not some as much popular stuff to talk about, but I think if we check the motives of our heart, a lot of times we can find why things aren't going as well as we would like them to go. So I think that's always good to check your heart. People do like to buy, we know that. They just don't like to be sold. So we understand that when the passion for the service is genuine and your motive is to help people, it's going to make all the difference in the world, and that will come out of you. They know that. You know, if you're the person that goes to networking meetings and the goal is to get as many cards as you can, and people know that. They can sense that. Instead of you're there to really get to know a couple of people and ask them about their business and ask them about their life and ask them about what they're doing, then eventually it comes around to what you do, and then you can schedule an appointment to get together and see how we might be able to be a good fit for them. So just, again, just checking with some basic things and making sure we're all doing this the right way. Our prospects, they're a person. They're not a sale. Just keep that in mind. They're a person. They're not a sale. So we're always trying to do what we can to find out, you know, the family, the interest, and all those types of things. I think the best sales piece I've ever had, I carry it to this day, the basic piece that says the have you ever. And I don't believe there's anything in the world that can establish a value than those few questions. When I do use an enrollment, I want to make sure that they've got that in front of them. I've got a list of have you evers. It's not the 101 reasons, just a list of the basic things that you see, because I want them to take a look at that. I don't want them to have a preconceived notion of what it is that we are. If people see the word legal, sometimes they think, well, I've never used an attorney. So what value is it if you tell them there's unlimited consultation? Well, if you're actually asking them questions, and especially in an enrollment situation where they're coming in to take a look or listen at a meeting, you've got something in front of them that says, you know, have you had that traffic ticket? Have you had consumer challenges? Those types of things. So we want to make sure that we're doing that. The other thing is matching up their needs with what we have. I don't believe in trying to oversell anybody anything, you know, making sure that we're sticking within their budget and offering them the services that they can have and connecting them. And when people enroll, I want to remind them what they're getting the membership for, right? I have them, you know, on the back, even in an enrollment, you can have them turn the application over and say, this is the three reasons why I want to use my plan. And so they remember why. Retention is very, very, very important. And one of those things that we can do to build that retention is making sure that we're not taking the 911 calls, making sure that we're using, you know, all the company tools that we can, encourage immediate use of getting their wills done and reaching out to their law firms, okay, and always doing everything with an expert until you are one. So in other words, if you're in the B2B space and you're in the small business or the employee benefit arena or whatever that might be for you, you're teaming up with people that are doing that and vice versa. I think every person on this line, I'm going to be so bold to say this, is leaving money on the table. I can assure you I've been in companies and done presentations, and to have an associate come up to me at that company and say, well, how does this work? And I'm like, well, why didn't you tell the person your upline where you worked? You see, there's a lot of people that work full-time, and maybe they can't do the enrollment. Maybe they can't offer this themselves where they work. Certainly, they're there to do their job. But why not, when we recruit people, are we not asking them not just who they know that might be interested in this business, but who do they know that owns a business? Who do they know that's in a decision-making position at a business? Where do their neighbors work? Where do their kids work? Where do their parents work? I mean, we're just not doing a good enough job of benefiting from this. I think we're all leaving money on the table. And again, just teaming up the people that have the skill level in that area with the context, everybody benefits from that. Everybody wins from that. I do know that, you know, we care about what we do. It's evident in what we do, and we absolutely will be successful. John and I have had a pretty simple approach to the employee benefit side of this arena. When we started out, to be honest with you, my husband literally went out. We used our warm contact, but we also called companies. I mean, he beat the payment. He made 100 dials a day. You see, everybody has a ratio in the business, so he knew he had to make so many calls. In other words, whatever your goal is, whether it's writing 50 memberships a month or 100 or 5 or 10, whatever it is, you just move backwards from there. You know how many contacts you have to make. That could be calls. That could be walking in. That could be referrals. That could be, you know, a variety of ways. But you have to make the contact. And then from those contacts, you will get decision-maker appointments. From the decision-maker appointments, of course, then you're going to have so many enrollments, and so many enrollments will equal so many memberships that you'd be writing. So everybody has a ratio. It's a matter of going through those numbers. So we didn't have anything fancy. We stuck to real basics. Initially, I was able to partner with my spouse. Now, many people on this line maybe can't partner with your spouse, but you can partner with another associate. So that's one of the things I think is very, very key and very, very important. Our skill set is different, and we complement one another. John originally did a lot of the getting the appointments and running the business, and I did the presentation side of it. Now we pretty much can flip around and pretty much do any side of the business, but we started in where our strengths were, and then we learned from one another and were able to complement what the other one wasn't able to bring to the table right away. So I just encourage you to do that. So it wasn't complicated. We tried to keep it simple. We wanted to make sure that we're out there always trying to help people. We're building a B2B team now, of course, because it's always a good idea to work smarter instead of harder, right? So I just wanted to leave you with a few things. Our road, like a lot of us on this line, we certainly had our challenges, and neither one of us quit on the same day, so that's a good thing, right? Always surrounding ourselves with other people and other positive people. Your association of who you hang around with is very, very critical in life as well as in this business, and making sure that, you know, the goals and the visions that we have are communicated to those that know and love us, and that they have buy-in so they understand what it is that we're all trying to accomplish. And it's just so important to have those kind of people in your life. But I want to leave you with a couple of tips that it's called the Schiller Tips for Success. So we certainly haven't arrived. It's not anything that we think we're anything all spectacular. We've just been busy. We stay active at it. We believe wholeheartedly in the services that we provide, and we really want to help people. And I know you've heard that from a lot of the great leaders that are on this call, but it's true. It really is. If you keep that the main thing, you really can't fail in this business. So here's my 6 tips that we live by. Not saying this is what everybody has to do, but I'm saying this is what we do, and this is kind of our philosophies and what our tips are for success. So we have 6 things. Number one, and they're the 6 P's, by the way. They all start with the letter P. The first thing is we're big believers in prayer. Again, we pray for Mid-Ocean Partners, for the direction of Legal Shield, our executive board, our leaders, our platinums, everybody that's making decisions, our fellow colleagues. Man, there's nothing like asking God to add his super to your natural. I believe that he can open doors that no man can shut, and I just believe in prayer. My husband does too, and so why not? It's a great thing to ask him to add the super to our natural. So we do that, and we believe in that. That's number one. The second thing is having passion. Absolutely passion for the service and a passion to help people. Not any rocket science here, but it's important that we have that. Number 3 is performance. What do I mean by that? I mean you have to track and monitor. And I know you hear this from a lot of the great leaders, but I just want to share with you some of the things that we track. We have it up on a board in our office. We track the companies contacted. We have a goal for how many companies we need to contact. Because instead of holding yourself accountable for the end result, which is how many memberships are written or how many people you're recruiting, hold yourself accountable for the activity. The results will follow. So in other words, we have a determined amount of how many companies do we need to contact every single week, how many appointments need to be set, how many enrollments need to be scheduled, how many service appointments need to be scheduled. That's taking care of the business that we've already got on our books. This is not a one-shot deal for us. We're in it, so we want to make sure that we are servicing our clients. We're their agent for life, making sure that we're taking care of them. When we go back to service enrollment, it's not just about getting new memberships. It's about, number one, making sure those that are in the plan are using it and are benefiting from it, and then taking care of them, and then making sure we're taking care of the service levels, and then seeing if other people want to participate. If the last time you contacted one of your group accounts was only to get set up an enrollment, then we're not doing what we should be doing. If the only time you talk to them is when you're scheduling an enrollment, we're not doing a good job. So I just want to challenge you on that. Groups opened is the other category, of course, that we have a goal set for. Memberships written, of course, is a goal. Referrals getting. Now, I used to not do as good of a job in referrals, and love what my friend Mark Seguin says about asking for it up in the decision-maker process before you not waiting too long until they get their bill and all the other things to check, but just to say, hey, if I've done a great job, I'm going to ask you for a referral, and I'm going to ask you for a letter of reference. So getting those, we have numbers that we want to achieve for that, and then also people that we're bringing into the business to work in our organization. So those are the things that we, for performance, track and monitor. The fourth P is partner. Everybody needs a workout partner. Now, John and I love to stay happily married, so we are not each other's workout partner. We have different workout partners and mastermind groups so that we can always be respectful to one another. If there's something interesting when you're a husband and wife and you ask a question, did you follow up with ABC Company? Boy, that is not what the spouse heard at all. I tell you, I can say that from experience. So we have other people that can hold us accountable. That really helps and maintains the strength in our relationship as well. So I just encourage you to get an accountability and workout partner. The fifth P is professionally persistent follow-up. I do not mean being a nag or a gnat, but I do mean being professionally persistent, getting their permission to call them back, making sure that you do when they give you permission to call them back at that time, and being persistent. It doesn't happen overnight. We need to be professionally persistent with people. And then the last one is just flat-out persevere. Don't quit. There isn't anybody on this line that can't have the success that the Moores have had, that we have had. I know there's some other B2B partners on the line here tonight that have great success, and everybody can have that. That's achievable for everybody. But the reason why we have it is because we didn't quit. We didn't quit. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back to you in case you have any questions or if you're going to open up the lines at all.
I know Randy will be right back on, Lisa, but you did such an outstanding, marvelous job as you always do. I'm telling you, anyone that couldn't benefit from that just couldn't be benefited. And Randy, are you back on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Lisa, we really appreciate you and John and what you stand for. Of course, when you said that about prayer, that's right up our alley, so we appreciate that. If you've got time, we may have just a couple of minutes here. We can go to some of our Millionaire Club members to ask a quick question. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's try the state of Alabama. Is Mr. Jimmy Parrish, Millionaire Club member, are you on, Mr. Parrish? Okay, he was on earlier. Maybe he's in mute mode. Maybe he's not. Let's go back to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Ms. Linda Bowden. Linda, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Schiller?
Thank you, Lisa.
We have Ms. Linda on?
Yeah, thank you, Lisa, for your words of wisdom. I was wondering, with the new services that we have, especially the new ID Shield, how are you beginning to incorporate that into your business?
That is a million-dollar question tonight, isn't it? Boy, it's been crazy since last week, hasn't it? I came back from Ada, and it's like, woo, we're just been on a whirlwind. You know, I'm really not handling it any differently than I did when we've had other major announcements, such as when we added safeguarding for minors or when we added identity theft premium. I believe in letting the company and the client, which is the company, dictate what it is that they want to do. One of the things that I did that was helpful when I made the determination to offer the premium identity theft product back when we had it is I would take a standard, I don't know if any of you use the enrollment flyers that are on the, one of those at Cap Adam, we got the enrollment flyer. It's actually an enrollment flyer I used to use for years. It's on Legal Shield On Demand. And if you go there and click under group and click under enrollment flyer, you're going to see it. It's something that I've used for years. What I did is I took one of those and I was able to highlight the changes that would be in the plan. In other words, I would go back to an existing account and say, okay, you always want to have a reason to get back in. And if you're having challenges getting back into an existing client, it's always great to say, boy, we've got something new. Because, boy, don't we always have something new. We add different things that we've added, a mobile app. We've got different plans. There's always something that there's something new, Legal Shield, to get an appointment. I want to go back in. And what I did is I highlighted the differences of the plan. And I'll be doing the same thing for this. I'll have a sheet that, so at a snapshot, I can sit down and say, this is the difference. This is the enhancements. This is the pricing difference. Does this make sense for you? Because they're able to stay where they are, and I'm fine with that. I want to service a client. I'm not there to necessarily, try to pick up another sale, but I am there to find out what's the best needs for them. And I think you're going to find, as I've found with the other couple of times that we've done this, is I'm going to have some that are going to say, no, we want to stay right where we're at. And I'm going to have some that are going to say, I think this is fantastic. And some are going to say, boy, I love the fact that we've got a single supplement or we've got a single or an individual pricing. And yet I've already had someone that says, I do not want to offer the single pricing because it's too convoluted. There's too many price points out there. So I think you're going to see a variety of responses. I just think we just need to be prepared with our collateral to be able to, I encourage you to go to the LMS, the Legal Shield training in the back office and make sure that you're up on the new ID Shield. There are some nuances to that plan that are just home run, and we need to really understand it so we can articulate very quickly to them, here's what it is, here's what it means to you, what way do we want to go, and letting the client make that determination. Does that help, Brenda?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Linda. I believe we have Mr. Jimmy Parrish back on now. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am. Randy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Lisa, always great to hear you. I've heard the six P's before, but they never get tired. And, of course, you and John are dear friends, and I just thank you for not only the example that you guys set with your business, but the Christ-like model that you put out there. And, there are different types of people in every business that, some people you got to look closely at, and can you trust, can you not trust, and I just know from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate and love you guys and what you stand for and how you do things with integrity and always putting not only the client but the Legal Shield associates you're working with always in the forefront with your servant leadership. And just appreciate you and what all you do to help grow our company and help us out in the field each and every day.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. I do want to let everyone know, remind everyone that all of our calls are recorded and they're available on our moresuccessteam.com website for playback. Lisa, we appreciate you. And John, again, I appreciate you being the special guest speaker tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
What an outstanding job, Randy. She always does. Oh, hits them out of the park. And so does her husband. I want to thank her again for that. And, of course, I guess it's time to end the call, but what a magnificent call we've had on both calls tonight. It's been absolutely great. And, folks, let's just do like we always do. Put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.